Training Camp Central is brought to you by Xfinity.
Hey, everybody, Jeff and Tom back with you, and we're going to talk offensive line. This is where the excellence will come shining through in the analysis of a Tom Thayer who has lived in the trenches his whole life. He's still in the trenches fighting it out every day. This is a good group. Let's just call it what it is. It's a good group. It could be possibly a great group.
Right, and they're motivated by the new offensive line coach in Jeremiah Washburn. I like to see the message, the way he delivers it, even if it's a one-on-one session, 9-on-7, or full teamwork. So,
all right, tell us why, because a lot of them are gruff. He's a very nice guy. He doesn't seem like your typical offensive line coach, but when you watch him in one-on-ones, what's he
like?
Well,
he's nice to you when you have an off-the-field conversation. But when he's on the field and he's going through his coaching, he's very succinct. He's to the point. He expects effort. He wants everybody's concentration at a really high level. And you have to have that because in offensive line, it's five guys working together to do one job. It's just not an individual style.
So he's not
of
messing
play.
Around.
Not at all. I like to see it because this is a young group of guys and they need that type of coaching.
Interior three being called one of the best in the NFL right now. If they're all healthy and ready to go, Kyle Long, Cody Whitehair, and Josh Sitton.
It could be one of the best groups in the NFL. If you keep that group together healthy for 16 games, you're going to talk about a powerful, impactful game from the interior of the offensive line. And that's so important because the interior can go and out and help out the outside. And when you talk about moving and helping the offensive tackle to the tight end position, when you have experience, excellence, a number of Pro Bowls amongst the three, and Cody Whitehair could be the next guy that's going to a Pro Bowl himself.
Tackles. Charles Leno in a contract year. His arrow has consistently been going like this. It has not been this. It has been this ever since he moved to left tackle. And Bobby Massey in the final 12 games of last season had only one false start and one holding penalty in that period of time over a stretch of 12 games. So he really came on strong last
right.
year, right
and
tackle.
The offensive tackle position is length and strength. Because both of these guys are strong in the weight room. They're very competitive inside the weight room. And it comes out here and it computes the on the field. And again, Charles Leno Jr. is a young football player. And he does have a tremendous upside. Bobby Massey, being in a system year two, being familiar with the Chicago surroundings, it really helps him at the offensive tackle position. Ultimately, it's going to be the type of depth they can find behind those two starters. But when I put that group of five up there, I really like what they'll have the ability to accomplish.
And there is good competitive depth as well as they look for a swing tackle and a swing guard, along with some reinforcements as well, younger players. All right, that's going to wrap up the offensive line for Tom Thayer. I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks for watching.